Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
And this is SLC Punkcast.
Punkcast.
Yeah.
And this is episode 40.
Yes, sir. Episode 40. In store today, we have an interview, and the interview, Chris, is with Role Model out of New York City.
Outstanding. Looking
PMA
forward to that.
That's a positive punk.
You're going to be doing the interview. I have to go.
Chris is a busy guy this time of year, but hopefully it's going to wrap up a little bit, and he won't be such a
Wrapping up this
guy.
Week, coaching little kids wrestling.
Yes.
It's fun. This is SLC Punkcast. We are. Punk rock review and interview show, reviewing and critiquing all genres and subgenres of punk rock music. And we've got all sorts of genres and subgenres today.
Yes, we do.
All sorts of new stuff coming out we want to share with you, or has come out just recently. Give Us a Future has a compilation album, came on March 10th. Hot Snakes with Jericho Sirens
on
March
16th. Hold on one second, Chris. Give Us a Future is the name of the compilation. There's 20 different bands.
Oh.
Role Models track that we're going to be playing is a part of that.
Neat.
And it came out on the 20th. $5 if you go to the website.
$5.
We'll talk about that in the interview.
Sun Obathers, Local Warming on March 16th. Aimless Again, 2020 Future Punks, March 16th. We'll be 40. Out in Style with Broken Dreams on March 16th. We're going to hear some of that today. Street Troopers and Bromure with the split album came out on March 17th. NoFX. God, they do one every year, don't they?
This is just a single.
This is just a single, but still, it's the lead into the album, correct?
Read us the name.
There's no too soon if time is relative.
Came out March 19th. You know who passed away last week? Stephen Hawking. The song is about Stephen Hawking.
No, wow, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Rabies with Anarchids on March 20th.
Today!
The Mestics with a self-titled album on March 23rd. And Scissor Fight with Unfinished Business. That's a single. March 23rd.
Yes, sir.
Let us know what we missed. We do not know what the hell we are doing.
That is true.
Although we have a soundboard that looks like F and R2-D2 is sitting co-pilot with Dustin over there.
He's taking up a lot of my desk space now.
Getting ready to make the Death Star trench run over there, Luke. You're just going to turn it off and use the Force halfway through the episode, or what?
Yes.
What are we starting with?
We're going to start with some new tracks. Chris, you picked out a new track, right? What did you pick out?
A new album coming out. Or came out, gosh, March 16th, Out in Style with the album Broken Dreams. And the song that we're going to play off of it is Looking for You, which is track one.
Yeah, track one. And why don't you tell me a little bit about the band?
So Out in Style is a Brazilian-Canadian punk band.
Nice.
They put out an EP in 2016, Coffee, Beer, and a Movie. And after that, a single at the Sanatorium, and 88 Fingers Louie. Dan Precision was the master, the mix master on it.
Nice.
This album just came out, and let's listen to a little bit of Looking for You. It's melodic punk.
Yep.
Sounds pretty good. I like it.
Stop
let's check it out.
Dreams.
Life, 'cause you're so far from me. Yeah! Brazilian Canadian punk rock. At its finest. You can find these guys, you go on their Bandcamp, outinstyle.bandcamp.com, and you can find all their stuff there, including the full Broken Dreams album. And of course, you can find them. We've got all sorts of ways to get them on social media. They're on Facebook, Out in Style Band, on Instagram, Out in Style Band, and on Twitter, Out in Style Band. And I think they're a pretty good melodic punk band. And definitely have an interesting story. Dustin, what do you got for us that's new?
My new pick is going to relate to our interview. So our interview...
You're so dynamic.
I know. Hey, our interview is going to be the band Role Model. And the band Role Model, they are from New York. We're going to talk more about them during the interview. The interview is going to come up right after we play the track. Right now, they have one single released, which is Fortunes. They released that single on January 13th of this year. And then, like Chris said at the top of the show, Give Us a Future is the name of the compilation. And these guys have had this track added to it. We'll talk with the guys and figure out, you know, what kind of music they have coming up, if Fortunes is going to be a part of an LP or an EP or what they've got going. One thing about these guys, keeping the PMA all-day mentality. That's what these guys are.
Positive mental attitude.
Yes, sir.
We hear that with other bands.
From New York, H2O.
From New York, H2O. There you go. I was trying to engage you in a conversation right there. It did not work.
I'm sorry.
You're too busy over there.
I just shared out their music video for Fortunes earlier today, so check this out.
R2-D2.
And as soon as this is over, we'll be there with the fellas, or at least I will be.
You will be. Enjoy.
That was Fortunes by Role Model, Role Model out of New York. I am joined with Dan of Role Model. Dan, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Yeah, it's me, Chris. He unfortunately had to jump away for a little bit, go coach the little kids wrestling. Couldn't find anybody to cover. So it's just me, but it's just me with Dan of Role Model. You guys are from New York. What's it like being a punk band in New York?
It's pretty awesome. We're from Long Island, which is we're about an hour outside of the city.
Okay.
So it's awesome. You know, going, always having a chance to go out to the city is great. So.
That's great. There's so many people in New York and, you know, New York City, so the surrounding areas. So I'm sure there's always a lot of people to come support, and there's a lot of venues, I'm sure. I've been to New York once. I went back in December to go see Lion's Law. Lion's Law played with 45 Adapters, Guns Don't Run, Los Perros. It was a great show, and we went to – I can't even think of where I went. How terrible is that? Oh, Gold Sounds. There it is. I was thinking of, there's a couple other shows that I see coming up, and the Knitting Factory and right. El Cortez, you know, some of these other places that I didn't go to, but I went to Gold Sounds. So have you played at Gold Sounds?
Cool. I've never actually been there. I haven't been to a lot of the city venues, actually. I'm mostly, like, I really support local shows, mostly just because I am a husband and a dad of two, so it's hard to get out.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have the band, so have you guys in Role Model? Have you, you're a newer band, right? So when did the band start?
So the band is actually just me.
Oh.
So, it's confusing. I know. It's like, it's kind of like my project.
Okay.
I've been in bands, like, I know a ton of people in, like, the scene and stuff, and just, it's hard sometimes, like, especially when you work full-time. I have a wife and kids, and a lot of my friends don't, and I struggle with money often, and, you know, like, scheduling and stuff like that, so it's really hard to have a band, and my goal with Role Model was to just be able to do stuff on my own and on my own accord and be able to, like, put, you know, a good message together on my own and not have to rely on other people to be there to help me or anything like that. So that's basically what Role Model is.
Okay, so the song Fortunes, is that kind of a reflection of what you just spoke of?
With Role Model, I try to write stuff that is, you know, relatable to the middle class man, like working class. Fortunes is about, like, working for a company where you're not appreciated, or working for, you know, a corporation or whatever, where you're not appreciated. You put in work, you know, you work 9 to 5, you work overtime, you work all these hours, and the face of the company gets the recognition and you get, you know, crap on. And the whole point of the song is just, like, when is it going to end? Like, what are you going to do to make your situation better?
Right. You know? That's a good track. I'm glad that you reached out. When it comes to the video, I forwarded or shared out the video today on our Facebook, just to let people know what we have coming up. And so, yeah, absolutely. It was a cool video. So now I'm going to kind of circle back. It's just you and the band. So who are the fellas you got to play in the music video with you?
Okay, so my goal of the band was actually as much as I can to not spend any money on anything.
Okay.
So
that's a good goal.
I write these songs, yeah. I write these songs, and, you know, I'm friends with engineers and stuff like that, so I was able to get one of my good friends to record the song for me, who also plays guitar in that video.
Okay.
So he helped me, you know, with recording it, and so he came out. He's a good friend of mine, so he was like, yeah, you know, I reached out to my friends, and I was like, you know, I'm shooting a video. I told them, you know, the basis of, like, you know, it's meant to my project, but, you know, I want you guys to be a part of it. And so they were like, yeah, you know, I have the drummer actually is the vocalist of one of my old bands. He has his own band now that he does vocals for. It's like a hardcore band. They're called God's Eyes.
Okay.
Great band. If anyone wants to check them out. And the bassist is just a friend that I've known for a while.
Oh, well, that's great. It was a cool video, and considering you were trying to do it for as little or to nothing as possible, it turned out really well.
It looks great, right?
Yeah, it does.
So, I'm saying that because I'm just as surprised as you are that I was able to put something together that came out so great, you know?
Yeah, you know, all things considered, I look at it like, yeah, that's a cool video. And then you tell me that you were doing it for as little as possible, like trying to spend nothing. It's like, damn, you turned out, that turned out real good.
I know. So, my goal is like, you know, I do want to like spend as little as possible, and I want to have, you know, all my good friends that like are close to me be able to help me, or, you know, because I do my best to help everyone that I can. So my friend actually who does photography, I was like, I actually do photography on the side also as like a hobby. And so in the beginning, I was like, you know, I'll just shoot the video myself. You know, like I'll figure that out and mess with my camera and make a video, you know. But I told my friend about it, and he's like, oh, I can do it for you. I was like, oh, okay. You know, so
well, that's handy.
Everything just like came together.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so how long have you been doing, or when did you come up with Role Model? You have the one track so far. Was that something you came up with the concept and then fortunes came about, or you had an idea and like, I want to do this song and I'm going to do more, and then Role Model, and kind of when did this come about?
Yeah. So when maybe about a year ago, me and my wife, we moved into our, we were renting a house, and I had just gotten this guitar. I'm a drummer, by the way. I'm not a guitarist or a singer. So I got a guitar, and I was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool to, like, write some music. And I've always, I grew up listening to punk. Punk's always been, like, my passion. If I were to ever, I feel like punk rock is when you have something to say, like, that's the genre that, like, when you listen to punk, there's always something to hear. You know, there's no, like, lyrics that mean nothing, you know. There's always a message.
I agree.
And so, I, growing up listening to punk, I've always felt that, regardless of whatever kind of music it is, there should always be a message. If you don't have anything to say, you shouldn't be in a band. That's just how I feel. And I know that people are going to be like, ah, that's stupid, you know, blah, 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 but, like, that's just on my heart. Like, if you have something to say, like, you need to say it, you know.
Agreed.
And so you know, I've always been a very like positive, like PMA all day, like type of person. And especially like living in New York, like I've always had like H2O to look up to, and like, you know, New York bands like that, and they're always like positive and stuff. So you know, when we moved into this house, I got this guitar, and I was like, you know, I'll write some music. I'll try to have like something to say. Like, I'll, you know, put something together. And I wrote like a bunch of songs actually. And the one song Fortune is just the first song of many that I have written. So I was really excited just to put it together. And I talked to my friend about recording it, and he was down to do it. And so everything came together like really well, and so we're you know, that's basically how it happened. I mean, I came up with the name Role Model because being like, so my band before this, I was in a metal band, and I've noticed that a lot of bands around here really don't say anything positive at all. It's always like, it's just negative stuff for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's like hard life out here in New York. I don't know, man. But you know, a lot of bands, they don't have anything good to say. And I've always felt that like if you're gonna say something that means something, and or if you don't have anything that means something, like say something positive. You know, like, and that's always how I've always been. So Role Model is just like a reflection of that, where I want my band, like if I think that bands should say something, that's what my band should be, is a role model to what I think a band should be.
I think you're doing a good job. You know, you got the right band title, Fortunes, listen to the lyrics. And again, like you say, there's message in the music, and it's a good message. And I'm sure people are going to want to hear more. So what is your goal? You have more tracks written. So what's your goal as far as getting those put together and then getting them put out? Are you looking to do an album? Are you just going to drop a single every time? I know you're trying to do this for as little as possible. So is, you know, is the funding what's holding you back from putting more together, or where are you at with that?
That's a good question. So, I actually, I'm setting up a recording session with, one of my friends to do another single. There's an indie like label that is putting together like another compilation album that they asked me to be on, and they asked if I could like have a new song for it. So I'm trying to put that together, you know, hopefully at the end of this week, to be able to put another song out and stuff. And I'll probably shoot another video for that too, because why not, you know?
Right.
So after that, I think I'm going to definitely try to put an EP together, like 4 or 5 songs, solid, and, you know, go on from there. I really do hope to eventually have like a full band and stuff and be able to like play out and stuff, because I really want to do that. I'm thinking about even just doing like acoustic sessions right now, just going out and doing it just to get the name out more,
right,
like locally. But so that's, you know, where I am with the tracks and stuff like that.
Well, I've noticed, and you know, I don't know if you've considered this or if this is even an option for you, but you know, you have the one track, and if you do or do not get a second track here put together before too long, if you want to do more and try to keep it, you know, as little out of your pocket as possible, I understand how that goes. You don't want to fork out a whole bunch of money, and then, you know, that kind of takes food and, what, you know, paying the bills and stuff away from your family. So to make that happen, you get on one of those crowdsourcing websites like either Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something like that. And you already have a product that people can say, hey, oh yeah, I really like that, so I want to kick in, you know, $1, $5, whatever. And then you just give them a digital copy. And so basically what they would be doing is paying for it in advance, and they already get to hear essentially what you're all about. So maybe that's a good route, and it'll help you not have to put money out of your pocket, but maybe help you, you know, realize this sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, that does make sense.
Yeah.
I've always, like, had a problem with Kickstarter and stuff like that, because I am very do-it-yourself. Like, I hate burdening people to take stuff from them in order to give them something, you know? But it's a good idea, and it's definitely like, you know, it's definitely a good idea. I might actually think about doing that. It's just I have to get out of my own head, because I know that it's kind of like silly to think, you know, I'm burdening people by asking for like $1 or $2 or whatever. But
yeah, but what you're going to do is give them the digital copy, so that's really nothing out of your pocket anyway. What it is. They get to hear the tracks you've already put together, and then they say, hey, I like that, so I want to hear more of it. I'm going to buy the album in advance before it's put together. That's all it really is. So you're really not saying, hey, give me money for nothing. It's, hey, right, this is what I can do. This is what I'm trying to, you know, do more. So if you would like it, support it. And then, you know, when you get it all done, boom, everybody gets their digital copy. So they got something for their money. And it was able, you know, you were able to essentially pre-sell it to fund it.
Right. Yeah, that does make sense.
So I hope that works out for you. What's your plan? So you, before we get too much further, you're on a compilation. And that compilation just released, I think, what was it, March 10th. So that was just barely. And it's called Give Us a Future. You're one of 20 bands. I think you were track number 3 or track number 4. That, and another band we've played, which is Dullside, we've played them on the show. So there's, you know, there's a bunch of cool bands, and that's awesome. You know, the people putting the compilations together obviously like what you're doing, otherwise they wouldn't have put you on the first, and then they wouldn't have put you or asking to put you on a second one. So that's awesome that you're doing so good as far as that goes. And so now you just got to get the second track for it. And there's a link, and I'll share that link out. It's at kunaki.com, you know, /sales, and a whole bunch of letters and numbers and shit. So I'll make sure to share that out. But that's where you can go pick it up, and it's $5 for 20 songs on a CD. That's a great deal. Yeah, and a lot of good bands that are already on there.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I mean, I didn't even ask to be on it. Like, someone contacted me from a Facebook group that I'm in, and, you know, I shared my video and stuff, and they were like, you know, I really like it, I like to put it on compilation. So I sent them, you know, the track and everything. You know, they put it together, and I think it's awesome. I actually just ordered it today. So I haven't actually got a chance to hear the other bands on it yet, but I really am looking forward to it. It's like a privilege because growing up, you know, punk compilations like Punk-O-Rama, like Fat Music for Fat People or whatever, like all like the Fat Records, like constant stuff, and like giving the boo from Hellcat and stuff like that. Like that's what I grew up listening to. Like that's how I found music.
Right.
You know? So like being on a compilation, even if it's, you know, put out by, you know, some indie labels or whatever, like that's awesome. I feel like that's like such a privilege, you know.
Yeah. Good one. I'm looking forward to hearing more of the bands. That's great that you got added on there. Another thing that I saw you're doing is you're on Vero, V-E-R-O. Yeah. I'm not sure how you say that. That looks like some, I've noticed a couple bands doing that and putting out on their social medias that they're a part of it. What is it? So for you, by joining it, what are you looking to do with that?
Well, Vero is, so what I have of from it so far is that it's basically like a new version of Instagram.
Okay.
It's just another social media site. I jumped on it quick because, you know, I've heard a lot about it. So I was like, you know, I'll try it out. And if I'm like one of the first people on it, like maybe that'll give me like a head start to, you know, getting my music out to more people, you know?
Sure. Sure. That makes sense.
So
how does one connect with you there? So if we go out and get an account, how do we connect with you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Do we just look up role models? So we're at that point right now.
Yeah, role model.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should just come out. I don't think there's any other role models on there yet. So.
Well, when people are going to look for you on the other social medias, there's a lot of various role model stuff out there. So you are on Facebook at Role Model NY. On Instagram,
NY,
at role model underscore.
Role model underscore NY, yeah.
And then, and the same on Twitter, right? At role model underscore NY.
Yeah. And also, if anyone ever wants to check out the music on Bandcamp, it's role model punk.bandcamp.com.
Perfect. That's where I picked it up at, is on the Bandcamp. I like going to Bandcamp for various reasons, but, you know, primarily the bands get a larger cut than, you know, if we were to buy it on iTunes and or Google Play or wherever else. And then people can also listen to you, so I would assume you're going to add your music too, but they're going to listen to you if they have a Spotify account, so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play Music as well?
I am on all those, yeah.
Excellent. That's awesome. Let's before we get wrapping up, let's figure out, all right, you've been in a metal band, you've been in, have you been in other bands? You said you've been in a metal band.
Most of the bands I've been in are metal.
Okay. I love punk, and there's a lot of metal, hard rock, and I like all kinds of music, but, you know, punk primarily is the one I like to listen to.
Yeah.
And that's why I do a podcast about punk music.
Yeah, exactly.
So, influences, since you've been a drummer in a metal band, and now you kind of do it all in a punk band, what are some influences? Who influences you to do what you're doing?
Oh, that is a good question. You have a great question, Sam. So, I started off playing drums, and when I started playing drums was when I was, you know, heavily into, like, punk music and, like, the local punk scene, and I actually, like, when I learned how to play, I just played fast, and I would play the, like, old AFI albums and, what else, H2O, you know, stuff like that, like old, like early 90s punk stuff, usually. I do, like, I love all kinds of punk, like, I love Oi, I love Bad Brains, Minor Threat, like, 7 Seconds is one of my favorite bands, you know, The Germs, The Virus, like, classic stuff, from classic to new, you know. As far as music in general, I really love everything. Like, I went to, when I first started playing drums, I went to a local show, and there's this local band called the Jones Crusher, and I always loved them. Very crazy band, and they had a fill-in drummer who was, like, incredible, and I went up to him, and I was like, I'm, you know, just learning how to play. Do you have any, like, advice? And he was like, just keep your mind open to all kinds of music. And at that time, I was very, like, punk rock elitist. Like, I didn't listen to anything else. And that honestly were like, that like spoke to me in a way where now I listen to like, I could listen to music on the radio. I could listen to country music. I could listen to like heavy metal, like death metal, folk music, like just acoustic guitar, anything, you know? And really everything speaks to me. Like, I really love all music. When I first started to write, so Rancid is my favorite punk band. And that's really favorite. What I really would love to play. But when I just wrote music, it just didn't come out that way. So I like, it's just like, role model is just like what comes out when I like try to write punk, you know? So it's just a culmination of everything, I think.
Well, you've done well so far. I mean, I think it's good to have an influence, but it's also good that, you know, you can take from your influences and then you put something else out there where you say, oh, you know, this is what I liked and it didn't come out sounding like that. So that I say that in the sense that you're not going to come off feeling like you ripped off somebody, like, oh, God, man, that sounds exactly like what I was listening to that it inspired me to do this. You know, you can take that inspiration, as it were, but turn it into something that's your own.
Right. Like, it's different, but it's different in a good way.
Right. Absolutely. So tell me about some punk bands in New York, because New York's big and there's a bunch of bands, and I keep coming across all kinds of bands. On this particular episode, I'm playing your band, but then I'm also going to be playing the 45 Adapters, big fan of Gerard and the guys in 45 Adapters. And then I'm also playing the Oi band, The Brass. So tell me about some other New York bands that I should be checking out.
So I'm friends with the guys in the band The Gutter Life, and they're awesome dudes. They make incredible music. They are like, their hearts are in music, and it's really awesome. So Gutter Life, this band Rodeo Island, who are also from the island, they're awesome. Make great music. They're great dudes. No Lives, The Avoiders, the band I was telling you about, The Drunks Crusher, Two Man Advantage, awesome. And that's just like a handful that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, that's awesome. When we get to do all these interviews, I like to ask the bands, you know, what are you listening to? We're talking to you because we like your music. So, you know, what do you like? What's something that maybe we haven't come across, you know, and there's a ton that we haven't come across. So that's why I like to hear about all these other bands.
Yeah, definitely.
So wrapping up here, you have Fortunes. You're working on a new track, hopefully. That way you can be on this second compilation. What's your goal maybe 6 months from now? You plan to have singles? Do you plan to be a little closer? I know I kind of talked to you about maybe crowdfunding and stuff, so who knows where you're at, but, you know, we're going to be following you. I look forward to playing you again. When can people out there that have now come across Role Model, if they hadn't already, what could they look forward to?
Well, the next single that I'm going to release is called Signs. I really hope to have that out in the next month or two.
Okay.
And then after that, I mean, it's really a matter of me just solidifying all the songs that I've written and, you know, putting everything together. So hopefully in the next, you know, 5 to 6 months, I'll have an EP ready to go.
Perfect. We look forward to it. We look forward to playing you again on the show. And again, Dan, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be a part of the show and talk about your band and your music. Any final thoughts?
To people that are listening, there's always going to be hard times in your life. And there's always going to be good times. There's always a silver lining. So just keep an eye out for it.
Absolutely. And thank you very much, Dan. And on that note, we're going to keep the PMA all day mentality, right?
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan, for the interview. Dustin, good job.
Thank you a lot. Again, special thanks to Dan.
One-man project.
Yes. Hopefully he gets to expand that. That'll be great. And good for Dan. Thanks,
right
Dan,
on.
For joining us, and all the best to Role Model. Can't wait till it gets the next track released,
right.
And we'll definitely have to play it when the time comes. Chris, we're going to move on to older, lesser-known tracks. What did you pick and why?
I did last week, too, doing lesser-known tracks from well-known punk bands. And so doing a Dropkick Murphys one. It's off the Unity Split album that Dropkick Murphys did with Agnostic Front in 99. So the same year that that Dropkick's first album on Hellcat came out, Do or Die.
Awesome.
Right. And so it is a, it's a cover.
It's a cover.
Of Stiff Little Fingers.
Next up, we have a cover.
It's Nobody's Hero. And so, yeah, came out December 99. You can also find it on the Singles Collection, Volume 2.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's a cool, cool track. It's track one off the Split album Unity with Agnostic Front. Let's listen to Nobody's Hero. Dropkick. Nobody's Hero.
Who's Nobody's Hero?
I am.
You are Nobody's Hero,
I'm
Chris.
Nobody's Hero.
Way to own it.
Is that what you're trying to get at?
I was just letting you lead yourself to whatever possibilities may be.
I didn't know who to blame right there. yeah, so trying to find some of these kind of lesser-known tracks.
Well, this one was a Split off of a Split, and I think the one you picked last week was off of a Split. Are you trying to do that?
Yeah. No.
No.
Just, you know what? Well, I mean, how many like albums do they release? How many splits? When they do a Split EP,
right?
Is that like a widely distributed thing? It's not, right? It's like
not as common. I mean, typically, you know, this is from observation. Most bands, when they do a Split, it's like two tracks a piece.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's either a previously released track, you know, one of them, or it's a cover or a cover of the other band's track or something like that. And in this case, they had a new track in the sense that it was a new cover. And I think that was it. Maybe they played, because it was off the one with Face to Face, right?
Yeah.
Said? Yeah. So, yeah. That could be what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're smaller, not as many tracks.
Right.
So unless it's one of those ones that are one of those hitters, you know what I mean, home runs, then, you know, you wouldn't even realize how many splits bands like Dropkick Murphys have done.
Yeah. And they're out there. And it's easier to find stuff like that going to the concerts. You know, they might have, you know, they're selling their split that they did with somebody, you know, at the merch table or whatever. And that's easy to find that way. But if you're, you know, outside of their normal realm of travel. Speaking of Dropkick Murphys, them and the Floggin' Mollies going on tour.
I saw that.
Not coming here.
Of course not.
Denver's the furthest west. They're not even going past the Rockies.
Well, no. Flogging Molly's California, they probably have done enough West Coast themselves.
Yeah. So, looked at it. So, Denver, maybe we can swing out to Denver.
Well, it's only an 8-hour drive. But flying over the Rockies, it's like a 45-minute flight.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's either 45 minutes straight over the big mountains or 8 hours around them.
Right.
through Wyoming.
Yeah.
The whole state. Yeah. When you drive from Wyoming to, or from Utah to Colorado, you either go through the Rockies, which is treacherous as fuck.
Right.
Have you ever driven that drive? It's
insane. I haven't.
It's fucking awful.
Go through the south and come up from the south into Denver.
You can do that. Or you go through Wyoming, the whole state.
No, thank you. I'm going to fly or just not go. That's probably how I'm going to do it. That's too long of a drive for me.
People on the East Coast, they don't drive the distances we do here in the middle states. You know what I mean?
Right.
For us, it's like, oh, Vegas is only 6 hours.
Right.
You know, somebody in the East Coast is like, 6 hours? Jesus, they could drive they could drive from Maine to fucking South Carolina. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a Western thing for us to say.
Right.
What do you got for older, lesser known?
A lesser known band. Again, another band out of New York. Tribute to the New York band that we had on there, Role Model. So I'm playing all New York bands. And we played The Brass, and they're doing some shows. But we played The Brass a couple months back. I want to play another track off the same album. It's the 2018 sampler that came out December 31st of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
We played track one last time. This time we're going to go to track three, and track three is Social Suicide.
Social Suicide.
So,
like hanging out with us.
Right?
Spit all over the fucking mic.
Good job. So, The Brass, they have some upcoming shows March 26th with The Complicators. That's in San Francisco. And April 14th, the Lucky U Fest in St. Petersburg, Florida. And April 18th with The Lower Orders in Atlantic Beach, Florida. So, they got a couple shows coming up. This is some New York oi. Go check out The Brass.
Live free or die.
Hell yeah. It's a damn good song. We played Living Like a Rat the last time we played The Brass. 2018 sampler. Go to Bandcamp. Get it off Bandcamp. It's fucking good. It's worth it, man. That was Social Suicide by The Brass. Yeah.
Live free or die.
Yep. It's a good motto.
Yeah, it is. It's cool as shit. That was a good tune.
Absolutely. Thanks to The Brass, good shit. Go check out one of their shows. San Francisco is the closest that's going to be to us, but that might be the closest we're going to be to the New York band, The Brass. So, March 26th, Chris, that is in 4 days.
Yeah, I'll just swing by.
Yeah, make sure you do that, huh?
Yeah, just, drop everything I'm doing, just go.
Hey, that's the life we must lead.
Oh, man, that'd be fun.
All right, so
I'm getting way too old for that shit.
Live shows, we got some on the slate. You know, we're gonna go see Less Than Jake face to face and Direct Hit coming to Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
Sick of It All is gonna be coming. I'm gonna see them. Chris will be in California at the time.
Yeah,
but before we hit that show, or before I get to that one, we're going to Punk Rock Bowling. So coming up here We're going to be playing a bunch of bands that are going to be at Punk Rock Bowling. And Chris already started that last episode. He's going to be doing it again this episode. So, Chris, that's my segue into what is
good, your nice segue, sir. We're segueing into great cover to cover album, and yeah, we're doing bands that I am less familiar with than others,
but
that
still
are going to be
cover
Punk Rock Bowling. And so trying to kind of get all caught up on everybody and getting into everything. And so doing great cover to cover album this week. Angelic Upstart's Teenage Warning. Angelic Upstart's are an English punk band. They're one of those 1977 bands. Anti-fascist, working class philosophy, skinheads, guys. And yeah, man, they're cool as shit. And we're going to play three tracks. Teenage Warning. This is off their album from 1979.
And this is track number one.
This is track one. Title track.
First album.
First album, Teenage Warning.
Way to pick your title track, Chris. Definitely have that sound, you know. That
man.
Funk sound came out of the UK at the time. Great track. It's a good album. Again, their first album and title track. Way to be, Chris. Way to be.
It was also not only was it the title track and track one. It was also a single that was released.
Nice. How many singles came off that album?
Three.
Three. And this album sold pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, it hit 29th on the UK charts in 79. They released three singles off it. Obviously Teenage Warning, I'm an Upstart, which we'll hear, and Murder of Lytle Towers, which we won't hear.
You didn't pick
today.
It. You picked something else instead. We're playing that
track
next.
We're
with track number
four. Never Again.
Nice.
And, just wanted to, was listening to them and this one stood out to me. The album sleeve had a tattooed orange with the Clockwork Key on it, symbolizing the Clockwork Orange movie.
Yeah. And
the opening lyric of the title track, Wind Me Up Like a Clockwork Orange.
That would have been good if we would have said that right before the last track we played, since that was the title track.
Yeah, I know. I should have played the title track second, but then I don't know. I just fucking feel weird about that.
Hey,
Never Again, though, is a great fucking song. Let's listen to Never Again. Angelic Upstart's. They won't never say coming again. Jealous dancer on the top of a hill. Middle class man with blood bones built. Ten out of the ashes, out of harm's way. He's got the power and coming straight.
What they've got, for what they gave, it's not a lot. Mills and stadiums are no compensation for working class heroes who die for you. Ooh.
Good anti-war protesting there. Never again will Tommy die for you.
Yes. Who's Tommy?
I think it's just like a reference to a name.
Oh, okay.
You know, like it's just a name. Or there's somebody specifically. I'm not well-versed enough in Angelic Upstarts. But
well, neither of us are, but cool band. I'd heard of them. You know, people talk about them in the stuff we've researched.
They're one of the bands that has the guys that have the jackets with all the patches on them.
Yes.
Especially the ones that don't actually listen to punk rock.
Right.
They have Angelic Upstarts patches always. But the ones that do also listen to punk rock and know what they're doing, they have them too. So, it's definitely a band that you see a lot of people, you know, referencing it to it or paying homage to it. Working class heroes who died for generals. Like it. So the last one that I wanted to play was I'm an Upstart. It is track 7. It's on the B-side.
Yes.
It's the first track on the B-side. You know, the Angelic Upstarts, they keep like breaking up and reforming. They broke up the first time, and then they reformed in 88. And then they had new albums come out in 92, 02, 2011, and 2016.
Yes.
None of which had the radio airplay in the UK that the first one did.
Well, the first one, Teenage Warning, was a good album. It's a hard album to come across.
Yeah. Did you have to do some digging to locate it?
I did. Some of the tracks, like digging around like on greatest hits albums and stuff like that to get it, because to actually find the original Teenage Warning album, it was very tough.
I was not successful. iTunes, just actual, sitting there?
It is not. A lot of their other stuff is. Probably most of their other stuff. Mm-hmm. But this is, what is it, Chris? You tell me.
I'm an Upstart.
Until we see these guys at Punk Rock Bowling, and I'm going to be shouting that shit. I'm an Upstart! Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That'll be a fun one to sing along with. Another great thing about punk shows, fun tracks to sing along with, you know? I don't want to be fucking singing along to fucking pop songs and that bullshit, you know? But you can't wait. And that's how so many great punk songs and Oi songs, that's how many, so many of those are so great because that's how they wrote them. Is for the crowd to be, you know, sing along with them, because you hear the crowd sing along with them on the recorded track.
Yeah. And you know they're going to play it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They've got to play that track.
So
they're probably going to play all three of those.
Yeah. So looking forward to Angelic Upstarts. Dustin, what do you got?
I've got another band out of New York. We played them before. We've had the singer Gerard or Picabar on the show. I flew out to New York and met him at the show where 45 Adapters played with. Lion's Law, and that's who I'm picking. I'm picking 45 Adapters. They had a 6-track 12-inch called Patriots Not Fools. I already had a copy, and I gave it to Chris, and I got another copy.
Yeah,
and
we played that at the house.
Yes, and I got Gerard to sign my vinyl, the album cover anyway. And it's such a good, even though there's only 6 tracks, so good. 45 Adapters, great band. I'm going to jump right into a track. And the first track is Don't Grow Out of It. Great beginning right here. These guys play well. That's a tribute to your growth and your maturity. I love the music. Those guys put it together. Chris. You got the music, awesome, and the live shows definitely did not disappoint. These guys are putting on some shows. Make sure you get out and check them out. If you're in New York, they're always doing, not always, but fairly regularly doing some shows. I'll talk a little bit more about what they got coming up here in a second.
Yes.
Awesome.
45 Adapters.
Yes, such a good band. Can't wait. Can't wait to see just what they do. I want to go out and see them again. Totally worth it.
I want an excuse to go to New York City.
Right? And that's a great excuse to go to New York City if there's ever been an excuse to go to New York City. They have some shows coming up. They have a 10th anniversary of being a band. So 10th anniversary of 45 Adapters on March 31st. And that's at the Kingsland in New York. Chris, we were just talking about going to California or going to Denver for some shows. Why don't we throw that on our list of places we need to go?
You know, I could probably swing that a lot easier than going to the UK or to Blackpool or to go to to Germany. You know, it's going to be a lot easier to convince my wife I need to go to New York City.
Chicago Labor Day weekend. Unfortunately, you have plans.
That's my fucking anniversary.
But that would be so much easier, too.
Shit.
Why'd you get married on Labor Day weekend? You didn't plan...
We didn't plan shit.
No, I mean years ago for what you would want to be doing on Labor Day weekend coming up. You plan great for anniversary weekends. It's always going to be a holiday weekend. You get the extended week.
Right.
That's great. Unfortunately, it's really getting in the way of... All right, so we're not going to Blackpool this year. And now you are not going to be going to Chicago. I might go to Chicago without your ass.
You know, I you probably would have to. You know, it's really hard to plan these things, you know, when you're 20-something and in love.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
We had to hurry up and get married. My dad was sick, and we wanted to get married before he died.
Oh.
So we rushed it, and so we had this – all of our colors for our wedding were fall colors. We were going to get married in the fall.
Okay.
But we rushed it up to the summer. And the only weekend we could get this place that we wanted to go was fucking Labor Day weekend. But it was so goddamn hot. It was an outdoor wedding. It was in fucking the middle of California in the middle of summer. It was 1,000 fucking degrees outside. The cake melted.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, fuck it. It's not my fault.
Fair enough. All right.
You gonna do your sound? You gonna do your sound effects?
Oh, did you need something there?
You said you're gonna do your guilty pleasure sound effects.
Why am I gonna do guilty pleasure?
You said this is the sound effects for guilty pleasures, and he was like,
"Yeah, you're right, but this is for getting married."
not for her so much.
That's true. That's true. She ended up with
She married way down. She could have done so much better.
They could always do better than what they get with us.
That's true.
All right.
Your wife just fucking gave up is what it seems like to me.
It appears that way. Don't tell her, though. Maybe she hasn't come to that realization yet. All right. So, Vinyl Fetishists, that's my next track, which is track number 2. We played track 1. We're playing track 2 of 6. Vinyl Fetishists, Chris and I, maybe we're becoming that. So, enjoy this. There's something we love better than digging graves. Who loves vinyl?
We love vinyl.
You'll be hooked
in one taste.
Hoping for the big score never happens anymore. Prices shooting through the roof of every secondhand store. Dollars with her every day, records heading your way. Global markets got the same, every parcel's got eBay.
We are vinyl fetishists.
There's something we love better than digging graves. Who loves vinyl?
We love vinyl.
Vinyl. You know,
my kids have been listening to my Disney records from when I was a kid.
You still have those, huh?
Yeah, man. And so they've been listening to those. They love it, dude. They're like, Dad, can we play the CD that you put the arm on?
That's awesome.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, guys, this is a record. Yeah, the CD with the arm on it. Guys, this is a record.
CD with an arm on it.
Oh, my God. Poor kids.
Catch these guys. Look up 45 Adapters at 45adapters.com. Mm-hmm. Go join the DTAWDD Army. Chris, what is that?
It's don't become friends with people who don't dance. It's something like
don't
that.
Don't trust anyone who doesn't dance.
That's it. Yeah, I knew the idea of it.
Right.
But I didn't remember the acronym.
Well, join that army, guys. The band is currently, obviously, Gerard, he's singing still. So pick a bar. And then Carlos, Chris, and Dave. Mm-hmm. And at some point, we might have Carlos on. Maybe we'll have him talk a little bit about Carlos 45 Adapters. But Los Perros.
Los
and he plays
Perros.
In like a couple other bands as
right.
well. So hopefully we'll have him on before too long. I've been talking with him. Great. These guys, 6 tracks. This is a 6-track album, and it was their 6th release. Came out September 23rd of 2014, so it's not that long ago. Great album cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a chance for you to chime in there, guy.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it was great. Good job.
I listened to the hell out of this, so it's
This is the title
this
track.
This is cool, man. Yeah,
this
Patriots,
is Patriots
Not Fools.
Not Fools.
This is such a good
4.
Fucking track, dude.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That's a good guitar solo. Five adapters put some good tracks together.
Yeah, man.
It's a good thought, you know, thought-provoking lyrics if you're listening.
We lose. Hard dub. Political parties are the rich man's tools.
Yeah.
No matter who wins, we lose.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Those guys describe their music as a truck full of Coxspar albums or records crashing into a truck full of Otis Redding records. It's maximum O&B.
That's right, O&B.
O&B.
And you can check them out. What episode did we interview
October.
Gerard?
Look back in October. I can't remember right offhand the number.
Right around the time the Rangers opener, yep. Right? So it was around
that
a
was
episode.
That episode. We played a bunch of New York bands, including the.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Fucking, what a great episode that was.
It was. So, beginning of hockey season back in October.
You just got to look it up. I just saw that you have a Booze and Glory shirt on.
Hell yeah. You check that shit out.
That's fucking cool as hell, dude.
Love Booze and Glory.
It's
and
got a pipe wrench crossed with a hammer. I love it.
Yes.
That's fucking cool as hell.
It's great. I'm a fan, big fan of Booze and Glory.
Yeah,
Liam left the band. So, just in case you hadn't seen that news, they officially announced that.
Mm.
Their tour that they just did not too long ago, that was without Liam. So, again, 45 Adapters, best or great cover-to-cover album for me. That was out of New York. Chris?
Yeah.
You like that, don't you? We're getting into something. Chris, tell me about what we got going on here. It's guilty pleasure time.
Doing some guilty pleasures. You know, one of my favorite genres of music is funk.
I watched that documentary that you sent me.
Excellent.
About funk.
What'd you think?
It was good. Very thought-provoking. You know, I was listening to the origins of oi music and skinhead movement and stuff like that. You know, also done by BBC. And I really enjoyed both of them. But eye-opening to things I had no idea about.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I mentioned, you know, you played outlaw country, and then you're playing funk here, and we play punk rock. You know, these are all music genres that come out of protest.
Right.
And wanting to find self-identity.
Sure.
Funk music is fucking good. It's just cool, man.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Fucking roll down the windows and you play some funk music. People look at you and you go, that guy's fucking cool. Right? This song, this is the OJs.
Yes. And it is
For the Love of Money.
If you watch The Celebrity Apprentice or even The Apprentice, they're using
this as the title,
theme
song.
Yeah.
I'm sure the OJs probably wouldn't want to be associated with old Don Trump now.
Not anymore. But if he's not even a part of the show, it's all Arnold. And Arnold and old Donald, they're our
buddies. Don't like each other either.
Nope.
Nobody likes anybody, it seems, anymore.
Well, a lot of people don't seem to like Donald Trump, or maybe he just doesn't like them, because a lot of people keep dropping out of government-appointed positions that he appoints.
Did you see the one that left the communications director?
Uh-uh.
My God, she was hot.
Oh.
I mean, holy, I like saw the art. It's like, this lady's, I'm like, who is she? She, and then they did a thing on Saturday Night Live, and she's like, I'm the hot one. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what it is. Like, oh, shit. I love funk music, and this is a cool song.
We've talked a little bit about it, but talk about a quick summary of what we would get out of that funk documentary.
So, yeah, you know, it's that transfer of, you know, we're – we want to refine, you know, African Americans, I should say, wanting to kind of resorting back to finding strength and power. It's during the Black Power movement. And it's the soundtrack for the Black Power movement and that black consciousness, the rise of black consciousness in the 1970s. Much like what happened in the 1920s with the Harlem Renaissance. So this is like the modern Harlem Renaissance.
Right.
And a lot of these bands and these band leaders and singers and artists were a vocal piece for this movement. You know, so this is the Black Power movement, right? We're not gonna do music the white way.
Right.
Right? We're gonna do it our way. I think that the documentary does a pretty good job of it. You know what? Who's left out of the documentary, though?
Who's that?
Is Ike Turner.
Oh, yeah. Never mentioned Ike Turner.
Doesn't mention Ike Turner, which surprised me. Maybe it's just because he's a dick.
Sure.
Dick or not, he's part of this.
Right.
Talked a lot about James Brown. I like seeing that transfer, James Brown being that kind of that R&B singer to being a funk. Right?
Right,
like the
just had it his own way. He
like
wanted to do
the guy,
yeah,
right.
He was the guy, but then there was also another band, right, kind of doing their own thing on the West Coast, their own twist on it. It was the multicultural band. Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, Sly.
Come on,
that's
you're the
right.
One that sent this to me. I'm trying to let you.
I'm trying
you're
to
the knowledge man. Here.
Sorry, man. I'm trying to like keep up with you here. Yeah, Sly and the Family Stone. I'm gonna play Sly and the Family Stone in the next couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, they kind of had their own
right.
And the bass player in that band kind of was the one who kind of created the finger strumming
right
on the bass.
That, yeah, that sound that we would call a funk sound. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, man, the OJs, they're really cool. Like I said, I love funk music. I just think it's cool. What I really like is you play stuff, you play funk music, especially the more popular tracks, and then you play some, like, hip-hop, like Snoop Dogg or Dre or any of those guys from, like, the 90s. They were all sampling this stuff.
Right.
And so it's kind of neat, somebody hear this. Oh, yeah, I know that. That's Snoop. Oh, no, it's not. It's,
yeah.
We're listening to somebody else here. And it's like, this is where Dre got that track from. And
inspiration.
So, yeah.
The inspiration for those things.
And that's why rap music's so shitty today. Because the rap music of today, these guys are drawing their inspiration from people that drew their inspiration that people drew from their inspiration.
Right.
Yeah. Right? And so it's watered down, completely fucking watered down.
Yeah.
Just like country music's shitty today.
Right.
Just like rock music is fucking awful.
At least punk's killing it. Way to be punk.
Punk is fucking killing it.
Hell yeah. A lot of good shit.
But yeah, man. It's great stuff.
Yes. It was a good pick. And Chris has got quite a few. I've seen his picks for the next quite a few episodes that he's got a lot of funk stuff.
Yeah, we got, I'm doing Temptations. I'm doing one of their tracks that's kind of like after, they made a transition similar to James Brown. Doing the Spinners. Commodores are on there. And, so much EWF and Sly and the Family Stone, of course. And going to play some James Brown. Yeah, man, really excited about Chris Mayfield, Sugar Hill Gang. I'm gonna transfer this. What I want to do is I want to kind of take this funk and I want to lead it into what it inspired, which was early hip hop.
Okay.
And how those two are related, because God, early hip hop is fucking good, man. 1980s rap music, hip hop, whatever you want to call it, is so fucking good. And especially compared to what got today, it's just fucking awful. Friend of mine, a black guy that's a buddy of mine, him and I went to lunch a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about this. And he's like, hey man, tell me what you want me to play. I was like, hey, play Sugar Hill Gang, play LL Cool J. I'm telling him all these. He's like, holy shit, how do you know this stuff, right? I'm like, man, I grew up with this, And he's like, and we just talked about, this change that happened in music. And he was like, oh, you mean like this? And he played like the latest hit rap song. It is so fucking bad.
Is it?
It's like second grade level fucking words. It's so I saw a dumb social media post.
And, I think it was from Samuel L. Jackson talking about the mumble rap or whatever they call that shit.
Oh, yeah. It's garble. Fucking awful.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
When you listen to something like the OJs, you listen to some funk, and, man, they got something to say.
Yeah.
Talking about something. And they're doing it in a cool fucking way, man.
Right.
Bad motherfucker.
Inspiring some people to do some great stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love LL. And he listened, this is what he listened to growing up, you know? So, and I listened to him growing up.
Well, my pick, we're going to get into my pick. We're going to wrap this episode up. I went a different route, but still another band from New York. The band is a man named Beck. This is Sex Laws. It's off his album Midnight Vultures, which was his fourth studio album. Seventh overall at this point. Came out November 23rd, 1999. Chris, what do you think about Beck?
Yeah.
You like Beck? It's kind of, it's alternative, but, you know, it kind of branched off from what original alternative was, which might be, you know, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, you know, the alternative grunge kind of stuff. And this was along those same lines, playing on the same channels, but it's not the same shit.
No, it's definitely its own thing. He musically encompasses folk, funk, soul, hip-hop, electronic, alt-rock, country, psychedelica.
Right.
I mean, you know, and definitely does. I think that...
I like the horns in this song.
Yeah. You know who I think of? When I think of Beck, I think of David Bowie.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Just that kind of... where do you put him? Right?
Right.
You put him on the alternative rock channel.
Yeah. Doesn't really fit anywhere else, I suppose.
Yeah, no,
but it's still different than all that shit.
Yeah.
Not, and when I say shit, I don't mean I don't like it. It's different than that stuff.
Yes. I respect the hell out of him. I'll tell you right now that I think that, you know, he's freaking cool as shit. You know, he really got, he was also inspired by Sonic Youth and X. We're going to see X at Punk Rock Bowling.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, you're going to be playing X on
an upcoming
episode.
Breakdancer, dude.
Beck is?
Mm-hmm, when he was a kid.
Nice. Didn't know that.
He's one of the B-Boys, dude.
All right, let's listen to just a little bit of Sex Laws.
Cool, man. Love the horns. Yeah, you're right. You mentioned the horns. The fucking best part of that song is the horns, man.
I like the banjo, too. Banjo going on.
Oh, the banjo. You can find who we listened to today on Twitter at Contra Code Band. Nope. We didn't play Contra Code today.
No, we did not.
But we did play Role Model. You can find them at RoleModel_NY, at Dropkick Murphys, at Official Upstarts, at 45 Adapters, at Beck. You can find me at SLC Punk Chris.
And you can find me at Another Punk SLC on Twitter.
There's some Instagram stuff at RoleModel_NY, at Dropkick Murphys, at 45 Adapters, at Beck. And of course, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at SLC Punkcast.
Good job.
I got food in my. Hold on.
Yes. Good.
Sorry, I had something in my throat.
Anyway,
nobody
right?
fucking listens at this point. Facebook at RoleModel_NY, at Dropkick Murphys, at The Brass Oi. At Angelic Upstarts Official, at 45 Adapters, at Beck, and you can find us at SLC Punkcast. And of course, you can also find Out in Style on Facebook at Out in Style Band, Out in Style Band, on Instagram at Out in Style Band, and on Twitter at Out in Style Band. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Play the fucking outro.